Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, thank you everybody for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Well, thank you for coming on. Before we get going, a few notes here. Definitely we need prayers for Dorothy Crothers and prayers for Larry and Darnett, for sure. We would appreciate all that. And I would like to also say that we'd like to thank those who are supporting us and even though we can count you all on two hands, we really appreciate it because without you, we wouldn't be able to do this. It takes so much time to put it all together. Also, we are putting up Night Shadows because Dorothy is, is she still in the hospital, Larry?
Yeah, she's still in the hospital. She left the hospital and went to a nursing center, and they had to take her back to the hospital, and she's still there, but hopefully to get out to go to a rehab soon. So she's had lots of problems, and we really appreciate her work.
Yes, we do. And she also put up our Night Shadows on YouTube for us. We had to switch that over to Angel Fall 923. If you go to Angel Fall 923, we've got a lot of video documentaries that are all free. And we've got the Night Shadows radio programs are now up on that site. And it's also posted on Before It's News. And you go to Follows The Way, F-L-O-O-L-W-S, The Way. And we really appreciate that as well, because we're trying to get this out as many places as we can, so that people are informed. We try to vet the news. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not an independent. And I don't have a political agenda at all. We just simply try to present the news as much as we can vet it. If we can't vet it, Larry and I will tell you we can't vet it. There's a lot going on, and it's very, very suspicious of what's going on right now, particularly with the coronavirus, all the lies that have been told about it, especially from China, and the total lockdown. I listened to the president tonight. I can't say a lot of misinformation, but the figures that they're giving just don't jibe with what we're picking up elsewhere. And I can understand why they're trying to do that. They don't want panic, and there's no reason actually to panic, but it is a point where if you haven't prepared, you better. And always prepare for the worst and pray for the best is the only way you can operate in these end-time scenarios that we're all going through. And we're in a very dangerous time, and particularly a time of a false flag. And with this coronavirus situation, it may be a test run just to see what's going to happen and how the public reacts. Maybe the real thing. And it seems kind of odd to me that the CDC and WHO, both of which are quite corrupt if you actually get into it, are issuing the reports that they are now, which would indicate to me, and I don't know what, I'd like your comment on that, Larry. What do you think? I think, excuse me, that what they're doing is laying the groundwork because they know this is coming. and they're trying to play it down because of stock market problems and political reasons, I guess. But at the same time, I think they're warning the people indirectly, this is serious, this is dangerous, and it may well be a false flag. Always remember, folks, a false flag doesn't mean people don't die. It simply means that it furthers the agenda of the New World Order and the United Nations. And remember, the United Nations and WHO is part of the UN. So anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Well, I'm watching it very closely. You know, as you said, a lot of the data on either side really is extremely difficult to vet because all the figures are different. All the information is different. And we're well aware that publicly China's really not released hardly any data, and what they have released doesn't appear to be accurate. It's very interesting. If this is a part of a false flag, it could certainly manipulate the nations and the nations' economies. But at the same time, they're putting out a lot of money and huge expenditures to present this to the world if it's not the real thing. I tell you what, it's just something we've got to keep our eyes on. I listened to the data on coronavirus on the meetings today and then tonight on the president's talk. And I, one thing that I heard that you mentioned, you know, they kept saying, if not now, when? Basically, that if they're not totally prepared for the worst now, they seem to be accepting the idea that it is going to come. And with that door open or on the table, Stuart, it does sound like if this isn't one that tips things over the edge, very possibly soon another one will come that does. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, they're now saying, some of the doctors are now saying you can get reinfected with this, that just because you've got it, you don't have immunity to it, which is very, very dangerous because the first wave weakens you, the second wave kills you. And more than one doctor has come out and warned that this is a possibility with this virus. And so, and we do know, and I know it was asked, I think, in the presidential meeting about whether this was a deliberate, willful, manufactured military or militarized virus. And I believe it is. I believe that the people who really know what they're talking about and have issued the warnings, like Mike Adams from Natural News, for an example, I think is convinced this is a military-made bioweapon level 4. Now, what is interesting to me, and I'd like all you folks to really think about this, because of the way this thing has gone down. Remember the security briefings that Homeland Security, FEMA, in Kansas, the briefings that were given to their state lawmakers? And that area has a number 4 biolab situation. And remember how Hal Turner reported that the briefing scared some of the lawmakers. And then less than a month later, we have this China breakout and a level 4 biolab. And by the way, the one in Kansas that they said was in op and wouldn't even be ready until 2023, well, that's kind of difficult to explain then how they were cited for bad, I guess you could call it, security measures a number of years ago. And I went on, there are about 13, that's an interesting number, 13 biolabs, no, level 4s, across the United States. Now, those are the ones that we're told about. And we don't know how many we're not told about. One of them, of course, is the CDC itself as a bio-level 4 lab. So anyway, I wanted to read some of the headlines, and Larry, break in anywhere you want. Now, this some of this came from Stan and Holly Deo. They've really been tracking this, and you can get an awful lot of information by going to standeo.com and just read their news that they, that Holly is basically, I think, the one who really digs into this and gets it out. Very, very interesting. U.S. coronavirus cases rise to 60. Well, we were just told by the president that that's not the number. The number is back down to what? He said one or two now. One of them is in the hospital. The rest of them have fully recovered. Now, I'm not saying it's not true, because it depends on how you want to report this stuff. And when he said that they had locked down this stuff early, flights in and out, I know that's not true. In fact, I just went on today. There are flights coming in from Shanghai. There are flights coming in from Japan. We all already know that the test kits are not operative, or they, at least that's what we heard, that they're not working properly, so therefore they're basically useless. We also know that the people can have no symptoms whatever. So they're not going to test positive anyway. In fact, there was a story about that. Person tested a normal for about 3 weeks and then suddenly tests positive. So, and we've been told now that the incubation period in which you can spread this to anybody or everybody is up to at least 30 days and maybe far, far beyond that. I read one report where a person tested basically negative for almost 90 days and then tested positive. So there's a lot of things you're not being told. Anyway, the coronavirus count, this is from Holly, literally overnight, COVID-19, which is now what they're calling it, turned up in 6 more nations. Countries affected is now number 43. Cases, 81,260. I think you can probably multiply that by at least 10. Serious or critical, 8,851. Deaths, now total 2,770. Recovered from it, 30,323. But these doctors are telling you, you can get reinfected with it. And if you do, it kills you, I guess, basically the second time around. They're not talking about that. Here's another headline, preparing for the worst. San Francisco declares state of emergency after the CDC coronavirus warning. CDC warns Americans to prepare for coronavirus outbreak in their communities. NIH clinical trial of remdesivir to treat COVID-19 begins. COVID-19, time to take the risk of scaring people. Because you know as well as I do, most people are going to be operating like normal. They're not going to be paying any attention to this. And it's just too bad that people are like that. They go to restaurants. In fact, I was at a Perkins the other day and ordered a breakfast, and in comes this guy with a kid who was coughing and hacking in the worst way. Why in the world are people taking their children to a public restaurant when they're like that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're absolutely thoughtless. They don't care. Well, do you think this is going to change with the COVID-19? No, it's not going to change. Even if they don't feel well, they'll be in the restaurants, they'll be in the movie theaters, they'll be in the family. They're not going to lock this thing down until people start falling over left and right. Now, Larry, this may well have been a targeted to the Asian population, which appears to be much more susceptible to quick death with this. Have you heard any more about that? It just seems that from what we've gathered, some of the people are recovering here in America. And, of course, some do over there as well, but more seem to die from it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And as you said earlier, you know, this appears to have been weaponized. Apparently, there's always been a coronavirus, if you will, a human coronavirus, which is like a flu. And I guess mainly worked through Asia and that region of the world. And this has been a weaponized, apparently, though. And as you said, we are getting really interesting reports, if true, that if you have it, you are not able to build up an immunity, and the second time around that you catch it may do you in, because I heard one of the doctors talking about it today, and he says it also seems to target and attack all the organs in the body. So you could have kidney failure, you could have your heart, you know, you could have all kind of problems even after you think you're over it. So this is not a good thing.
Yeah, and they say it's probably going to be around for maybe right along from now. You have no idea, folks, how evil global deep state is and how much they absolutely hate humanity. And don't ever forget the Georgia Guidestones, where it's engraved in stone that they want to murder, basically, 6.5 billion people, so everybody listening's on that target list.
Hey, sure.
These people don't care. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention, as we're talking about this, if people don't know how these weaponized genetic mutations get out, just remember, and I know you've had Lyme's, and Darnett's had Lyme's, and I've been tested for it and been treated for it. And even the doctors now, and we know where Lyme's came from. That's not a normal disease. And it's so prevalent now, the doctors say they basically don't even test because everyone in the country almost will test positive for it anyway.
Yeah, and that was from Plum Island in the Long Island region, which everybody denies. That was a manufactured virus. That's where it actually started, just across the bay. And from that Plum Island area, well, the Plum Island went out to Kansas. That's where that BioLab 4 level is. And here's another headline. China may be misleading world about the coronavirus. Gee, I wouldn't think they'd lie to us. Coronavirus, another headline. Outbreak in China could lead to critical shortages of medical products in the United States. That has already started, I believe. Stark warning to Australians. Stock up on food and supplies before the COVID-19 becomes pandemic. It's not just a panic possibility here in America. It's all over the world now. Italy has got major problems. They're shutting down cities just like they did in China. France sees second death from virus. Greece confirms their first case. U.S. accuses China and Iran of suppressing vital details amid the coronavirus outbreak. First U.S. soldier infected in South Korea. Brazil investigates first coronavirus case in South America. And here's another one. Flight attendant working from LAX diagnosed with coronavirus. Deaths in France, Austria, German. Man in grave condition. San Francisco declares state of emergency before the first case. Leaked documents reveal coronavirus infections up to 52 times higher than reported figures in China. Shandong province. this thing keeps spreading. Okay, now, I got an email from somebody, and Larry, I'd like you to comment on this one because this is kind of scary. And it may have something to do with this. It may not have anything to do with it. Stuart, my family and I live in DeLand, Florida. There is a Walmart supercenter very close to us. It has been there for years, and something strange happened yesterday. I went in as usual and saw, to my surprise, they had installed large, heavy-duty metal poles with gates at the entrance. There has been no indication that they were doing this beforehand. It was installed in literally one day. I find it very strange that they would so greatly increase security now, just as the coronavirus is intensifying. Could they be preparing for panic shopping as supplies run out? Thank you for all that you and Larry do. May God bless you both. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's entirely possible they're preparing for panic. You know, we do know that you remember when certain dolls, Cabbage Patch or whatever, when they was in short supply, people would almost kill each other and tear the store apart to get the doll. So if that's true, what if they think they're about to starve to death or die? What do you think they'll do then?
Well, it's going to get really nasty, folks. Not everybody's like that. There are a lot of good folks who will do whatever they can to help their neighbors, but there are also neighbors who would kill you to get what food you got. Probably even family members when it comes right down to it. Human nature is exactly what the Bible calls it, evil. We don't like to think like that. When you think of a fallen creature, you think of a demon or a fallen angel. But humanity is included in the fallen ones. And we have a problem that way. That's why we have wars, torture, murder, all that stuff, all that good stuff that people do to each other. Another headline, Miami cruise ship with 6,100 on board becomes the latest to be turned away over coronavirus fears after Jamaica and the Cayman Islands blocked the vessel because crew member was unwell. And coronavirus epidemic is now beginning in Germany. German health minister. Here's another one. Dozens of passengers who were allowed off the Diamond Princess cruise ship after testing negative for the virus are now showing symptoms. That means all the containment efforts that Trump was touting don't mean a thing, because these people can be walking around. And, you know, they told us that they were shutting down all the flights. Remember when China said they had shut down Wuhan? No flights in, no flights out, no trains in, no trains out, blocking roadways, no buses, no cars in or out. It was a total lie. Wasn't true. Wasn't true at all. If you go to some of these websites that track aviation flights, which I went on, hundreds of flights in and out of Wuhan still going on, still going on. In fact, I went on to that flight radar 24, and a flight landed in New York International Airport from Shanghai. They're not stopping this, folks. So you have to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Anyway, here's another headline. Larry, I need you to comment on this. Our worst nightmare is underway as zombified Americans are unprepared to protect themselves and their families from coronavirus. I would have to agree with that. What do you think?
Well, zombified Americans almost can't even protect their own homes from intruders. You got people breaking in the front door, and all they know how to do is try to dial 911. And a lot of them knowing that the police are a number of minutes or maybe an hour away, but they can't protect themselves. So, Stuart, what's my opinion of what people's going to do? All of these dysfunctional families across this nation, what are they going to do when coronavirus comes knocking on the front door? Dial 911?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you would think people would even go downtown, you know, okay, so that you can't have a gun in some of these cities, which is totally contrary to our Bill of Rights. However, you can get baseball bats. You can get stuff like that. And you clobber somebody that breaks in. It's better to fight back. I know for a long time they said don't fight back, particularly women. If you're being raped, don't fight back. Well, actually, the records of the women who are being raped and killed is climbing all the time because they don't want a witness. I don't know. Larry, you were a police officer for years. What is your take on what's going on when it comes to protecting yourself and fighting back, screaming bloody murder, whatever you have to do?
Yeah, it's a shame that most Americans haven't had any training at all in self-defense. Some of the foreign self-defense teachers, you know, you don't have to go through the spiritual rituals. You can just get to self-defense, a basic self-defense. And listen, most of self-defense is in the mind. You have to literally have an attitude of defending yourself to start with, or you're just going to be like a worm and just fall over in front of the individual. Listen, I've worked cases and cases of murders and rapes, and do you know that most people are killed not defending themselves at all? Matter of fact, a lot of the people that would have been victims of death lived through it because they fought or they ran or they struggled or they screamed. The odds are if you go on the offensive when somebody's going to take you out, the odds are much greater you're going to survive it, especially if you have the mental attitude of how to diminish his or her ability to see you or understand you, and you hurt them.
Yeah. I think it's snowflake time. Where everybody's a wuss. And
yeah,
they don't want
snowflakes
it. They've
melt.
Been taught that. Yep.
Snowflakes
yep,
melt, Stuart.
Say again?
I say snowflakes melt, Stuart.
You're right. They do. And I think that you're absolutely right. And I've watched some of these movies, and it makes you wonder, like Break-In and stuff like that, where these crooks come in and they dominate instantly. Whereas, just like you said, if you fought back, they maybe have second thought about what they're doing. Make it expensive for them. And anyway, let's see what other headlines we've got. Oh, I know. I want to go into these, Bible codes. You got one from Glazerson over there in Israel. You want to get into that one?
Yes, it's very interesting, Stuart, especially since we're talking about coronavirus. This is one Glazerson put out today, and I went ahead and sent you a copy of The Matrix.
Yeah, I got it.
That's
yep.
The best I could do. I wasn't able to get all the words on it, but that's a lot of them. But Glazerson has, and that's Rabbi Glazerson out of Israel, ran one called Corona Came Out of China, a Solar Eclipse is Reported. And basically, he was reporting that the rabbis were indicating after studying this that a solar eclipse had occurred, and it was a bad sign for the whole world, if you will, and that this did come out of China. And he says, here's the wording on it. Number one, corona. Number two, solar eclipse. Number three, in 5780, that's this year, 2020. Number four, China. Number five, virus. Number 6, son of Jesse, and number 7, I believe, is sign, nearness of the Messiah.
So, in other words, he's relating this back to the soon return of the Messiah. Another sign, basically, then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how about Barry? Barry's been really busy here.
Oh, man.
Running this. He said you asked him to, and he did.
He's still on Wuhan. Actually, February the 26th, he's got 3 matrices in one code, and the title of it is Wuhan Virus Fears Push Dow Down Almost 2,000 Points. That's what he ran the matrix information from. You want me to just read all 3 matrices,
yeah,
and then you can kind of put them together or one at a time?
Let's do it one at a time.
Okay.
We can talk about each one.
Yeah, the first matrix he ran, number 1, stocks went down. Number 2, plague. Number 3, Wuhan. Number 4, USA. Number 5, thousands. Number 6, in 5780 or 2020. Number 7, Trump. What do you think?
Wow. So is he saying thousands are going to be infected by this plague in the USA, I wonder? Or is that a reference to maybe the stock market that went down thousands of points, or 1,000 points anyway?
Yeah, that could be read either way, I suppose, because it did go down like that. And then again, we're going to have to watch. But I find it interesting that Trump is in there, which seems to indicate a time when the USA is led by Trump, 5780 being the time frame. Something begins in Wuhan and comes to the USA, and the stocks go down. And basically, the Matrix calls it a plague.
Yeah. The stocks went down in thousands probably would be the tie-in there. All right, number 2.
Okay, number 2, similar but a little bit different now, the wording. He ran all this over again, and number 1, stocks went down. Number 2, China. Number 3, Russian. Number 4, warfare. Number 5, Wuhan. Number 6, panic. Number 7, panic. There's 2 panics in this code, and that reminds me of how sometimes there's emphasis by the Lord, like amen and amen, etc.
Yep, or verily, verily, I say unto
you.
Yeah. In other words, listen up. Listen up, I'm telling you something. Okay, so we've got China, Russia, and warfare. That would fit with the weaponized virus, right? And we did hear
Go ahead. I was just going to dovetail in right there when you said that. It's interesting that China and Russia and warfare, because of the Dean Koontz novels, the first novel had the Gorky 400
yes.
made in Russia, remember, and brought to the USA.
Yep.
And the second book he wrote, he changed that, and it became the Wuhan 400 out of China.
Both. Of course, China and Russia are in cahoots. You know, there are mortal enemies, in spite of what everybody may think. Bible prophecy is pretty explicit that we're in a lot of trouble when it comes to Russia and China and how they're going to get together. I mean, it's coming. Okay, number 3.
Now, number 3, Stuart, I'd like your opinion on, because it's a little bit more intricate with the wording. It's got more phraseology in it in the Torah. And I'll read them here, but it seems to have a end times link to it. Matrix number 3. Number 1, Wuhan, China. Number 2, in the end of days. Number 3, he will die in war. Number 4, plague of leprosy. Number 5, will surely die. Number 6, life, that your days be prolonged. Number 7, it seems to me there is a plague in the house. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of interesting, because in Masonry, they call the temple in Washington, I can't remember, I'm slipping what it is, but it's the house. They call it a house. And, of course, we have our Congress and the house there. But it, once again, nearness of the Messiah, end of days, I'm not sure he will die in war. Who's he? I'm not sure. But will, whoever it is will surely die. Plague of leprosy. Well, this thing does eat your flesh, right, as I understand it, which is what leprosy does.
Well, it kind of eats your flesh. It appears if it attacks the organs of the body from inside, it actually eats you from inside out.
Yeah, I got bit by a brown recluse spider many years ago now, and I never had such a painful bite, and it started to eat my flesh away. And I went to the hospital, emergency room, and they didn't even know exactly what it was. I told them that I thought it was a brown recluse spider. They kind of poo-pooed that. So we called the CDC, and they had to tell the hospital what to give me to stop it, because it was eating my hand away. I got bit by a little tiny baby recluse spider, and it was starting to eat my hand away. And they gave me leprosy drugs, of all things. But it cured it.
Well, Stuart, by the way, Stuart, if you'll remember, a number of the codes, especially some of Barry's, have clearly indicated in the Torah, or the Torah codes, that this is some type of created virus that's being used now that is linked with bats and snakes. And if you'll remember, you know, I'm pretty good on snakes because a lot of my animals have been bit because I lived in places where snakes were, and it'll rot them away. Wherever the bat was, it begins to eat the flesh, too. And so maybe this is part of it, the snake. You know, the snake's not a good thing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why most people can't stand snakes. It's a subconscious throwback, I guess one could say, to the fall. And, you know, Satan and the snake and the reptiles and that end of things. But that's fascinating. So what we're getting here from both Glazison and Barry are basically this is an end of days plague and a dangerous one at that. So knowing that is coming right out of the Torah codes, and that's where they stay. Barry and Glazison don't fool around with anything outside the Torah, as I understand it. And if that is verified, then that is indicating that this may be much more serious than we're being told. And they're not telling us because they don't want panic, and they don't want panic because of the economics problems. CDC, U.S. must expect significant disruption from coronavirus. Well, it may not necessarily be always here, but interruption of supply, you know, routes and stuff like that. So this could really cause a major global economic collapse. In fact, I was reading an article where one expert claims he thinks that it will cause a major collapse, but it won't be. It'll really start to show itself, I think he said, somewhere in August. And it might even take a year to slowly wind down this thing. Anyway, CDC Director of National Center for Immunization Respiratory Diseases warned of an imminent coronavirus pandemic. Patients or parents need to prepare for school closures and significant disruption in their lives. Well, what are they telling you? They're telling you it's basically the same thing as what happened in China. They're preparing. In fact, I listened to her when Trump let her speak, and she basically said the same thing. She says it's not so much of a question if this will happen in this country anymore, but a question of when this will happen. For adults, businesses can replace in-person meetings with video or telephone conferences. What she's saying, don't be out there traveling around. Start isolating yourself. Do not be going into the major cities anywhere. Stay away from them. In other words, self-quarantine. Now is the time for businesses, hospitals, communities, schools, and everyday people to begin preparing. We are asking the American public to prepare for the expectation this might be bad. What do you take out of that, Larry?
Well, I think we're being warned, Stuart. I've listened to some insiders on Lou Dobbs and Varney and a few of those Fox Business shows, news coverage that really gets into the nitty-gritty, and they're saying that Trump was into this early, and he knew because 80 to 90% of all the materials or minerals that actually our drugs are made of, even in the U.S., come from China, that we're facing a massive, massive shortage unless something's done. And there's some indicating that that Trump going to India was to actually, if you will, surge a lot of Indian product towards the U.S. to cover the losses from China. So a lot of our antibiotics especially, we're going to find very much shortages if something doesn't change. And we also know a lot of our medical supplies and equipment also come from China. So we're kind of at a loss as a nation. We can thank Democrats and Republicans both for putting us in this fix.
Yep, unfortunately. Here's the headline. Israeli economist who predicted the 2015 market crash warns of worldwide economic collapse this summer. So you got to have cash on hand. You got to have food on hand. You don't have to spend a fortune. I know a lot of people are trying to make a ton of money off this dehydrated food, freeze-dried food, which costs a bloody fortune. You just don't need to spend that kind of money. You can go to places like Wally World and Sam's Club, et cetera, and buy bulk stuff. You can go on Amazon and get
Hey, Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention I got a text from a friend of mine that just went to Sam's Club, and he told me that beans and rice and a lot of the cost are just zooming. They're really rising quickly. You can still get stuff, but it's going to cost you a lot more.
Yep, so get it now before it goes up any higher. Amazon, you can still get a lot of stuff relatively cheap there. All kinds of stuff. You can get navy beans. You can get 25, 50 pounds. You'd be amazed at how much you go through. I don't think people realize how much food they actually go through. And when this hits, if you have to isolate yourself, go on an emergency ration immediately. And, of course, the main thing you got to have is water. And as I said on the other show, get some water straws. You can buy them on Amazon. It costs about $20, $25, $30. And they will filter a ton of water and keep you alive. Anyway, we are coming up on the end. I only allocated 45 minutes for this because I wanted to concentrate on what's going on and prepare folks, really. Prepare for the worst. Pray for the best. And that's the only thing we can do. Final headline, stock futures plummeting worldwide. Now, it did kind of level off a little bit today, 120 or 125 points down. But and Trump's speech may well boost it. But eventually, it's going to collapse. It has to. Anyway, Larry, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate the information. And, folks, we'll be back Friday if anything happens. We'll be back tomorrow. But by all means, prepare as best as you can. This thing can get really, really nasty real quick. Anyway, Larry, again, thanks for coming on. Don't forget to pray for Larry and Darnett. They're having lots of troubles. And Dorothy Crothers. And pray for each other. Prayer really does work. It really counts. And anyway, thank you. Good night. Take care of yourselves.